Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden, the presidential clown, claims to have brought 100 nations together as he stammers, trying to remember,
where did I do it?
That's because it never occurred. I'm going to let you hear that. Hear the clip of Joe Biden making up the lie in his head as he goes along and obviously forgetting the details, because that's what you do when you're a brain-dead moron who got shoehorned into office during the big coup. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I know, Kevin, the narrative is the election wasn't stolen. Donald Trump's just a sore loser. Well, if you believe that, then you're an idiot, too. I'm going to give you some tough love. You're an idiot if you believe that. There is not an indicator with any modicum of common sense where you would go, oh, yeah, Joe Biden, he was super popular. It was a vote against Trump or whatever. But let me just play for you the guy who sat in his basement most of the time during the campaign because of COVID. That's what they tell you. And let you figure out for yourself if this is not one of the most egregious things that happened to our republic, that they let this guy... They've selected this dude, a demented clown who's had 3 brain surgeries, who's probably one of the most corrupt people on the planet, not so much in how much money he's stolen, but the way he did it by putting his crackhead son in charge of the family's enterprise. Is that not enough to disqualify him as president? Who would you put your crackhead family member? I don't know if you white people have crackhead family members, but I can tell you, I got some crackhead family members. I wouldn't let them water my plants. Here's Joe Biden.
We saw new standards. We set new standards. We slashed methane and brought over 100 nations together when I was at the big meeting we had in Europe.
We saw, we didn't see them. We set them. I'm sorry, I misread the teleprompter. We slashed methane, we brought 100 nations together, and I was, That's your president. That's the guy running the country. That is the leader of the free world. A guy who can't remember where he was at when he supposedly set the new standards, and he got 100 nations to come together. I tell you what, Joe, can you get one nation to come together? How about the one you're supposed to be getting to come together? Can you get it to come together? And if you're wondering why he stammered so much, let me give you the answer, folks. He's brain damaged. Ask any neurological professional what that was. And if he or she is competent, they're going to answer, the 25th Amendment, baby. That's what that was. Joe Biden must and will go. He's got to go. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen somebody that's 80 years old that has brain damage suddenly get better? If you did, they died the next day because it was just God saying, okay, I'm going to give you one more day of clarity, and then they're out of here, because it doesn't happen. If you think it's bad today, wait until tomorrow. It ain't going to get any better, leftist. I'm just telling you. Discipline that. My grandfather used to say, boy, discipline disappointment, because it'll keep on happening. And what he was telling me is, when enjoy the good stuff, because most of it is going to be disappointing. It's like Michael Jordan. He says, you know how many shots I missed? I missed 9,000 shots. I missed 26 game-winning shots. And he tells you all these statistics. He goes, I lost a lot so I could learn how to win. Well, get used to it, conservatives. You're going to be disappointed. But all it does is it sharpens you. It should make you better. It hones you into a fighting machine. Now, look, I am not one to fight. I'm a pacifist. Keep your hands off me. You will never, ever see the wrath of Kevin Jackson. But you want to charge me up? You want to put hands on me, as we say? Let's do it. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm the Tasmanian devil meets the two-headed crocodile. I will absolutely rip you to shreds. And oh, I don't mean I'm the baddest dude in the world. It just means that we both going to pay a price, mug. We are both going to pay a price. When you're a warrior, you get up every morning saying it is okay to die today. Because one of those days, it will be your day. So go out. Go out on your, on your feet, off your feet. You get what I'm saying? But don't lay down. Joe Biden. Wow. Democrats, this is the best you can do. And you know what's funny? I get into these battles with people about Trump, Trump, Trump. I'm so sick of these people. Really? Okay. So let's evaluate Donald Trump. You may not like his style and all that other crap, and we've talked about it. But let's compare it to Joe Biden. Is Trump, does he have a brain that works? Yes, he does. What was your life like during the time of Trump? Is it better or worse? Let me ask you this. Are you paying more for stuff during Biden or more during Trump? I'm talking about food. Look, I was at the grocery store. A lady said to me, she literally said, you better get it today. It'll be higher tomorrow. The checkout lady. I was like, I forgot something. She's like, you better go get it. I was like, why? Is it going to be out? She goes, no, it'll just be a lot higher. I'm paying 30% more for these pre-made salads than I was literally 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. I went in and went, what happened to the 3 for $10? Now they're $4.32 a piece. No sale. 3 for $10. They were $3.33 each. Now they are $4.32 a piece. And it's going to keep on happening. So, but here's the point. Go back to this. Compare Trump. Just put it on paper. Take the names away. Sons, nobody dealing crack. Nobody using crack. No videos with prostitutes. No allegations of sex trafficking with Chinese. No partnerships with Chinese spies. No partnerships with, Ukrainian and Russian oligarchs and otherwise ne'er-do-wells and so on and so forth. Then you got one over here that's got, family with kids. And yeah, there's been a few divorces and things like that. But no crackheads. No prostitutes. No marrying the brother, the dead brother. Brother's wife, no children out of wedlock stories, none of that crap. But oh boy, that Donald Trump is so bad. Look at everybody associated with Joe Biden says, I didn't do anything. I have never met with anybody from my son's company. Liar. We'll talk about it here in a bit. I'll prove to you Joe Biden's a liar. It's all coming to the fore. So, when you say to me,
oh, Kevin, that Donald Trump, he's just complaining about cheating.
No, he isn't. The man seeks the truth, and so should you. And stop buying into this fake stuff from the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day
than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt. Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We should nickname Elon Musk the Demon Slayer, because the man is unabashed in confronting evil leftist hypocrites. Most people are aware that Musk took on the Nazis at Twitter by tendering a far too generous offer to take over that company, and he's now obviously the proud owner, and he will take Twitter back to private. The fact that he's willing to pay a premium for that company speaks volumes. We're going to talk more about that in a bit. But Musk confronted another demonic leftist recently, and this was reported by CNBC that Musk accused Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates of shorting the stock Tesla. By the way, did you guys see the new Twitter logo where the T is now the Tesla logo? It was hysterical. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. In a tweet last week, the Tesla CEO admitted that he asked Gates if he was short selling the shares of Tesla. When investors short a stock, they're betting that the price of that particular stock will fall. And here's what he tweeted. I heard from multiple people at TED that Gates still had half a billion short against Tesla, which is why I asked him. So it's not exactly top secret, Musk said in a tweet. He was responding to a Twitter user's question on whether a screen grab of the supposed text conversation between the two billionaires was real. And he responded, yeah, but I didn't leak it to the New York Times. They must have gone through it, gotten it through friends of friends. So let me just tell you what this means. While we watch Bill Gates and we wonder what he's doing, the left is watching Elon Musk because they're afraid of him. And they better be. They better be. You know who's got the biggest issue right now with Twitter? President Trump. What's he going to do? Is he going to come back on the platform that kicked him off now that Elon Musk has cleared the runway for him? It's easy to come back. Trump's team invested, well, he didn't, because Trump is a fan of using other people's money. And I'm going to tell you something. You want to sell a stock short? DWAC. That's the group that put the money behind Donald Trump with this social media site. And a friend and I were talking about it today. Trump, this is a good thing and a bad thing. He's so cheap that he didn't just develop Truth Social and roll it out and get it going. Do you know, even to this day, when I told you guys, we finally got on Truth Social yesterday, the day that Elon Musk buys Twitter, I get approved on Truth Social. So we get on Truth Social, and the very first thing they do is they send me an email that says, hey, you should have Donald Trump become your friend. He wants to make you a friend. Please look at our donation, you know, some other donation email. I'm sick of it. This is insane. Now, I don't know what Musk has planned for Twitter, but as I said to some friends of mine, if Elon Musk does for Twitter what he did for battery technology, what he's done for the automotive industry, what he's doing for the space industry, if this guy does anything close, this is going to be a big deal. He's not going to rest on his laurels. See, Zuckerberg and those guys have been playing with children when it comes to how they want to deal with, you know, who's been the real competition to them. They got a dude who's looking to innovate. And you're going to see there's going to be a whole lot going on here, boy, more than meets the eye. And that's why leftists are so afraid of this. Before I get back into that, let me go ahead and finish this Gates Elon Musk dance off. So Bill Gates replies once he says that. He says, do you still have half a billion of short position in Tesla? Gates replied, sorry to say I haven't closed it out. I would like to discuss philanthropic possibilities. And Musk shot back, sorry, I cannot take your philanthropy on climate change seriously when you have a massive short position against Tesla, the company doing the most to solve climate change. Sorry to say I haven't closed it out. Why did Gates, have that position in the first place? Why didn't he say, you know what, Tesla's doing a wonderful job here. I shouldn't be shorting their stock. As Musk pointed out in his response to Gates, why are you betting against the thing that you claim to support? You want to know why? Simple thing. Gates was going to probably try to manipulate things so that Tesla's stock would fall. He would get more money, and he gets to play, I got a bigger PP than you, Elon. But, which, by the way, Elon is got a lot more money than Gates. I was going to go there, but I'm not going to go there. M-O-N-E-Y. See, Musk proved how duplicitous the left are. Their public face is very different than their private face. Gates envies Musk. He won't admit this. None of these rich guys will admit this. But let me tell you, I've been around them. I know the Larry Ellisons of Oracle who say, how big's my yacht? It's not the biggest anymore.
add another foot. But, sir, we'll have to re-engineer it. It'll cost $20 million more. Add another foot. Yeah, I think I'm playing. Go look it up. These guys, will, they want the biggest house. They want the fanciest helicopter, the biggest car, the most Russian MiGs. They, you name it, they are in competition with each other because they have stupid money. Stupid money. I'm not mad at them. I wish I had stupid money. But then I guess I don't really wish it that well, do I? I don't wish it that much. You want to know why I can tell you I don't wish it that much? Because I don't have it. It's like when I wanted to play piano and I met this old cat and he goes, 3 days in a row I went up to him. I go, man, I would get do anything to play the piano like that. And after the third time, he quit playing and he looked up at me and he goes, anything? And I was looking at him and he's looking at me like, you do anything, huh? Yeah, except go play? That was when I went, oh, yeah, you're right. Well, see, I don't chase money like that. I don't, it's not like I'm sitting here going, oh, geez, I hope I could be the richest guy in the world. I don't think Elon Musk did. I think Elon Musk wanted to be a mover and a shaker and be a person who left a legacy, a big footprint. I kind of want to do that, but it doesn't have to involve money. It might very well be this show. They may come back later in many, many, many years, and my kids are like, I'm glad my daddy left me the legacy of his radio show. It made me rich. Maybe it'll be after the zombie apocalypse and all my kids will talk like old country white boys. I'll tell you what, that boy right there, he's a smart kid right there. Yeah, Gates envies Musk for surpassing him as the wealthiest man in the world. He wants Musk to go down secretly. Don't think for a second that Gates didn't want to watch Musk fall and by Gates' own hand.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says that Harris, who is fully vaccinated and double boosted, was experiencing no symptoms. The Vice President has not been a close contact to the President or First Lady due to both of their travel schedules. She will follow CDC guidelines and the advice of her physician. The Secretary of State says Ukraine was and will continue to be a free and independent country.
It's impossible not to be moved by what the Ukrainians have achieved. It's also impossible not to believe that they will keep succeeding because they know why they fight.
During a Senate hearing, Anthony Blinken citing the incredible courage and determination of the Ukrainian people. Blinken was in Ukraine over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The wildfire season is beginning earlier than usual. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Two wildfires in New Mexico combined and have burned 54,000 plus acres of land since they first merged. The fires, separately known as Calf Canyon Fire and Hermit's Peak Fire, merged 1 week ago. High winds and dry grassland are what's making this fire difficult. More than 400 firefighters and personnel are battling the wildfire.
President Biden is using his clemency powers for the first time. On Tuesday, Biden granting pardons to three nonviolent offenders and commuting the sentence of 75 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. It's part of the rollout of a new Second Chance initiative designed to help former inmates successfully re-enter the workforce. In making the announcement, Biden saying America is a nation of laws and second chances, redemption, and rehabilitation. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can't say that I said that the deal would go through, but I told you, if Twitter passed on this deal, they were going to be in huge trouble. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I hope that Elon Musk doesn't do a Trump and leaves in the residue of the people who built that algorithm. I hope he waterboards those people who did a lowest learner IRS against conservatives. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Elon Musk. The dragon slayer, the devil killer, the devil destroyer, the evil undoer. I'll think of something clever. He took on Bill Gates. Said, why are you shorting my stock? And you know what? He's an enigma. Because you can't be mad at him if you're one of these green weenies. He is the guy who invented the electric car. He's the man. He revolutionized it. Battery technology revolutionized. I remember watching Popular Mechanics, and they were talking about the development of the Tesla and that they were going to have independent wheels and motors and all this. And I was like, what? This guy, man, I don't even know. It looks slick, though. But I was thinking, oh, man, there's only going to be a few people that can buy those cars. It is mass produced. You see them all over the place. And hey, if you got a Ferrari or you got a Lamborghini, don't pull up beside a Tesla and get all cocky. Even that little one will outrun you. Sucker is straight energy to the wheels. Pew. Don't even get in that Model S or whatever, the fancy one, the sports edition. That sucker, it will, let me put it this way, the SUV will outperform 90% of the car, more than that, 95% of the cars from 0 to 60 on the market, mass manufactured. Dude knows what he's doing. I remember when it came out, I was like, man, when are they going to get all these charging stations and all that? They got it all. Elon Musk did that. Now, I'm not going to call him the great savior because I already know what these electric cars are doing. It's going to cost a lot more energy than people believe. He got subsidized, which I wasn't happy about. And what are you going to do with those lithium batteries when he disposes them? There's still a lot to be desired in figuring things out. Still revolutionary. Got people to go along with it. Right place, right time. Now he's one of the world's richest men. And you know what he is? He's a libertarian. Conservative. Not a Republican, a libertarian. He figures, if I want to smoke dope, I can smoke dope. He's right. I wouldn't smoke dope if I was the CEO of Tesla. I don't smoke dope, and I'm not the CEO of Tesla. But the dude is, he's on point. So, there you go.
This is the guy that is shaking up the apple cart, and he overpaid. Why? It's for him, it's play money. He's worth $250 million, or that's what they say. Billion, sorry, $250 billion. So, what's he worth now? $250 billion. He's taking Twitter private. I don't know what that means. I don't know how he's going to revenue share from it, but think about it this way. If he's got, what, 100 million people on Twitter, and he can get $10 out of them every month. $10. And by the way, Twitter made $5 billion. They just spent a lot of money. So he'll figure out how to take that $5 billion and make it into something. But don't be surprised if Twitter is earning $10 billion a year, clearing it. Clearing it. Don't be surprised if Elon Musk, this is what I would do. If I had the kind of coin Elon did, I would build a Facebook alternative, and I would dominate all sides of it. I'd say, if you're on Twitter, I'm going to give you some incentive to come over here. Stay off of Facebook. Leave them alone. Come over here into my playground. What do you think this guy's going to be thinking about? Elon, is this thing on? I'll come work over there. I would love to be on the management team of Twitter right now. Coming up with innovative ways to kick Zuckerberg's butt. Innovative. Woo! Man, I don't know how much he's going to be able to put on it, but if Elon's got anybody that is a dyed-in-the-wool supporter of him and freedom and love of this country that knows what they're doing, woo! If I was Zuckerberg, I'd be scared. I'd be scared. I'd be totally scared. Elon Musk. I like, even when it was being proposed, leftists were losing their minds. Now, let me tell you who lost. I mentioned it earlier. I alluded to it. Donald Trump. Donald Trump blew it. Elon Musk wouldn't even be worried about this. He wouldn't, unless he and Trump have a beef, there's no reason for him to have bought this, given that Trump launched Trump Social. But you know what Elon Musk said? I don't like the way that's rolling out. I think we can do better. So he decided, I'm going to tender an offer. And as I told you guys, the people doing Twitter, if you said to me, my stock is up 38% since April 1, we're talking about 38%, folks, in less than 30 days. People don't make that in the market in 2-3 years. In 30 days. And you're going to reject it? Out of hand? Wow. Elon, if I were him, I would give me a bunch of Pakistanis or Indians in there. I would have them shadowing them old, those millennials and Gen Zers. Well, I guess there would still be a bunch of Indians and Asians. But you get what I'm saying? I would have somebody in there that would be a whole other group that would be dealing with this. Oh, boy. I love it. The board met. They had to do it. Elon Musk gave them an offer they could not refuse. 38% gain in 20-something days. They had no choice. Class action lawsuit or make it happen. And get this. Twitter did the poison pill, and they were, well, we'll make sure that the stock goes down. Well, how's that going to look? In the class action lawsuit, they actually wanted the stock value to drop so they wouldn't let a guy in. He wasn't some corporate raider. What are they going to split up with Twitter? You think they got all this manufacturing plants, and they got 14 manufacturing plants around the world, and they're going to sell them off in pieces like they talk about, you know, in Wall Street or in Pretty Woman, and, you know, and then they'd make, you know, the company split up is worth 5 times more than it was together, blah, blah, blah. No, Twitter doesn't do anything. It sells air. And not only that, it took out the best potential clients. It took out conservatives, the American conservative. So how are you going to sell that? Yeah, so what we did is we devalued everybody's investment in Twitter, so we keep that corporate raider who made 31% in less than a month, what we may take 2 or 3 years to make, he made it in a month, and we showed him they had no choice. But what did they try? Oh, you know what? We'll get the Saudi prince, we'll get a Muslim guy who doesn't let women drive, who degrades women, who treats women like second-class citizens, who hates gays, who hates America for the most part. We'll get them to invest in our company. Let them build us up. Yeah, that's going to look real good on the resume. He gave them no choice. So they had to meet. And you know what? Somebody went in there and said, let me tell you something, guys. As a board member, I'm not going to go for this. We have an amazing offer. We might never get this offer again. And let me tell you, Musk or no Musk, what if our stock goes down all on its own? Because here's what was going to happen. Elon Musk was going to sell his 9%. He told him. That's going to be the beginning of the dump. And what do you think other people are going to do when they say, when what they call it, the street. When the street finds out that Twitter's management team and its board is so stupid, it would not allow for a 38% profit in a month based on ideology. Not based on anything, any sound principles of business, nothing. Yeah, I think you know the answer. Done deal. Elon Musk, the owner of Twitter. And it's paper money for him. Nobody's ever had 44, whatever the number is, $44 billion to count. It isn't like he's going to some warehouse going, dang, that's a lot of money I'm giving up. It's a paper transaction. Based on what he has tied up in his own stocks. So he'll have to sell off some of his own. Or you know what he'll probably do? He may say, no, I'm going to let some people in. He gets Gates. And to, he'll probably call Gates and say, you know you want a piece of this? Yeah, Gates wasn't involved in Facebook and all that. Maybe he wants that. Maybe he wants a piece. Larry Ellison and others. Maybe it's not all going to be Elon's money. That's the way I would do it. I wouldn't use all my money. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Ramifications, a lot of people are already wondering what's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball, but here's what I will tell you about social media. It's been underutilized. Zuckerberg's gotten close, but he tried to boil the ocean. You guys may not remember this, but remember the group Angie's List? It's now Angie, A-N-G-I. And there was a Home Advisors that came in because Angie's List got all woke. Started talking about women's, you know, rights and all this other stuff during the whole Me Too blow up. It's owned by a woman. She's based out of Indianapolis, Indiana. I know where she lives. I drive by her house going to a friend of mine's house. Very wealthy lady. She became over Angie's List. Contractors would come in, do the work. She gets a cut of the job, but she would screen them and all that, supposedly. Home Advisors came along after that, and I told Angie's List, I said, you're going to probably be out of business, but at the very least, you're going to have to rebrand because we're going to make your life miserable. I sent a letter. I called them. I sent a letter to them, and I called them. Just stay out of people's business. Do what you do best. Don't talk to me about women's rights or whatever. You're owned by a woman. You could just say, I only want women contractors. She didn't do that. Anyway, long story short, they ended up rebranding from Angie's List to just Angie. That's what they call it, Angie. Same service. Home Advisors came in, took a lot of their money from them because it had no monthly fee. So Angie's List had to revamp. And now they've revamped in terms of their name. I don't know what they've done in terms of, did they get rid of the fee? Don't know. But we made them have to readjust themselves. So I don't know what the fallout's going to be for Twitter, but here's what I'll tell you. When Zuckerberg wanted to get into that, I said he could put Angie's List and Home Advisors out of business if he knew what he had. Let me put it this way. So the other day, had something happen with the plumbing in the house. You know who we called? Not a licensed plumber. Well, he is. He works for a company. But he was a friend of the child. We have some friends that have a daughter whose boyfriend is a plumber. He works for the company. We called him. Now, I didn't know he was a plumber, but Melissa knew he was a plumber. But had I not known, if Zuckerberg had said, hey, if you need plumbing, go here. And it went into the network and said, here are all the guys that show their occupation as a plumber who know Kevin. Here are the three that are in area where he lives. I could easily, hey, Chuck, I didn't realize you were a plumber. Yeah, man, where you? Yeah, my sink, man, blah, 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 blah. I'll swing by and take care of it. And if Zuckerberg got 10% of all the affiliate stuff he could have done, maybe you're in the marketing. What my marketing CMO, isn't her name is Angie, she came to me through my radio show. But I didn't know she was a marketer, that she was even a follower of my work. But Zuckerberg could have said, hey, Kevin, you're looking for marketing. You got somebody on your team right now. They know you. I'll take 10% of whatever she does with you. We would have been happy to pay it. And I could give you more examples. Installation of carpet. Not only that, you could give preferential treatment. If you knew, this is my conservative base. These are the people who are going to pay me. They're not going to sue me over frivolous stuff. They're going to understand my work ethic and treat me with respect. They're not looking to scam me. You better know, conservatives, we would be using each other left and right. Because leftists are the people that you end up having to sue and get a mechanic's lien out on their property because they don't want to pay you. We did a deal. We needed some tuck pointing and a few other things done. Hired this guy that came from the leftist acquaintance of ours. Nice lady. We didn't care about her politics, but she's a leftist. So, old boy came by. He was couldn't get a ride the second day. Car broke down, whatever. So, the job was $700 or so. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to advance you the money for the entire job. Just make sure you do it. Do right by me. Because, oh, dude, I can't believe you do that. Man, I won't thank you, man. It's just amazing that you do that. I said, yeah, well, I'd like you to finish the job. You seem like you do a pretty good job, blah, blah, blah. Oh, man, God bless you, Kevin. God bless you. Never saw him again. Went to the lefty that introduced me to him. I said, what happened to your dude? Gave him the money to fix the car. Advanced him all the money. She goes, I don't know. It's not my problem. Now, she rehabs houses, uses this guy every other day, but won't say where he is or what's going on. See, that's the definition of leftism. So I'm out $700 because I'm trying to be a good guy. But had I hired a conservative, it would have never happened. He would have said, I'll be there. How many of you have done something and your friends, you know, maybe didn't work out the way you wanted or whatever, and you said, don't worry, I got you. I just did it. You guys remember PolitiChatter? I had two of my friends that invested in that personally. Came to me and, you know, and was supposed to try to get their money back from PolitiChatter, who went defunct. And Melissa goes, take care of them. So we did it. I'm not a rich guy, but we do what we can. So anyway, what can Twitter do? Lots of stuff. Before I got kicked off of Twitter, I think I told you guys this, I lost 20 to 30% of my people overnight. Then they deleted me within a month of that. Who loses 21,000 people overnight? I know there are some people who died, but who loses 21,000 of them overnight? as a percentage, I took one of the biggest hits. And keep in mind, prior to this, they were already shadow banning me. But left unfeathered, I would have garnered millions of followers. Their algorithm said, don't let anything that man say get out. And that's why they implemented the purge. The purge of conservatives. Leftists went unscathed. This wasn't cleaning out, as I said, the dead from our list or those who jumped off Twitter or duplicates or whatever. It was an out-and-out assault against conservatives. And I got fired. Oh, and I'm telling you this stuff because I want you to understand how grotesque social media is. I got fired, as you guys know, from Fox. I have the actual quote here, the tweet. I disagree. I don't know what I was disagreeing to, but I said feminists are their own worst enemy, worst enemies of women. And enemies of women. Let me start over. I disagree. Feminists are their own worst enemies and enemies and an enemy of women. Also, they want men to never be believed. I'm not succumbing. To hell with the notion that women must be believed no matter what. Lying skanks is what all is what these three women are. We all know more. And it, you know, it was a dot, dot, dot. It cut it off. So we know, we knew it. That's exactly what I tweeted. I didn't say it, by the way. I tweeted it. I would have said it. I had no problem saying it. So Elon Musk is saying, you know what? I don't care that you say that. It may not be something I'd say. It may not even be something I'd like you to say. But I don't care that you say it. Who am I to tell you what to say? I don't care whether you're talking about things that I find deplorable. It's not my job. Anyway, despite being fired by Fox News, I stand by my tweet. And at the time, I got bombarded with messages from what happened to look like leftists. But upon further inspection of the tweets, my team noticed a trend. Almost all of these attacks came from people who had just joined Twitter in the last day or so. Moreover, none of them had more than 20 followers. That's what struck us. Even more interesting, most had only 1 to 2 tweets. Clearly, these were bots. These were not people. And what used to crack me up is Fox would always, I'd say something on TV, they go, it's controversial. We're getting a lot of social media traffic. And you know what I think it was? I think it was people saying that Kevin Jackson's on. We got to stay on top of him. We have to make sure he gets deleted off. If you could be a fan of somebody else and think I'm just, oh, Kevin, you're thinking too highly of yourself. I don't think any highly of myself, of my opinions, than I do yours. I just happen to be the one behind the microphone here. I believe my ideas are powerful enough to move people to action, good, positive action. I think the left recognizes that, and they say, we don't want him to grow. And now that's over. So one of the ramifications is Elon Musk can let everybody back on, including my friend Laura Loomer and others. Laura had almost 1 million followers on Twitter when they cut her off. Elon Musk wants to get rid of the bots. These are the people that make you believe that Ocasio-Cortez has millions of fans. She doesn't. They make you think that Ocasio-Cortez has hundreds of thousands of people who read her tweets. They don't. She doesn't. And Elon Musk knows this. He's saying, make real heroes out of real heroes. Let the package do what it's supposed to do. Don't be a kingdom makers, which, by the way, is what I hate about Truth Social, where Trump says, here are the 50 people you can join. I've given you that. You go find everybody else, but here are the ones I'm showing favoritism to.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.